Radio Prague News.
Deputy Topo 9 Chairman Miroslav Kalousek has called the police investigation of MP Vlasta Parkanova a witch hunt. The police have suspended an investigation of the financing of the former coalition party Public Affairs, and former dissident Yaroslav Shabata has died at the age of 84. Deputy Topo 9 Chairman Miroslav Kalousek has criticized the police for seeking to prosecute his fellow party member MP Vlasta Parkanova. The request to strip Ms. Parkanova of immunity was an example of the police force's haphazard behavior, Mr. Kalousek said, adding that the flimsy case against her amounted to charges of witchcraft. A former defense minister, Ms. Parkanova, is suspected of abuse of public office in connection with a 3.5 billion crown purchase of three Spanish-made transport CASA planes and other suspected irregularities. The police cite her for failing to order an expert opinion to verify the price of the aircraft. In her defense, Mr. Kalousek said that the military have experts of their own to assess orders and that independent analyses cannot be made for sensitive data. Ms. Parkanova herself insists she did nothing illegal in the case. Telephone service providers may have to keep data on their clients' locations and usage for 6 months, according to an amendment to the Electronic Communications Act, which is now in its final reading in Parliament. If passed, the law would require telephone and internet providers to record who communicated with whom, for how long, and where. The data could then be requested by the police, the state prosecutor, military police, intelligence agencies, the central bank, or the courts. Anti-corruption police have suspended an investigation into the financing of the former coalition party Public Affairs. According to the daily Pravo, the police dismissed suspicions of money laundering within the party in May. The investigation focused primarily on the circumstances around large monetary donations made to the party coffers by millionaire MP Michal Babak, considered the party's financial guru. The police say the investigation did show irregularities, but not enough to prosecute, a view shared by the state prosecutor. Former dissident and government minister Yaroslav Shabata died in Brno after a long illness in the early hours of Thursday at the age of 84. Yaroslav Shabata was born in the South Moravian village of Dolenice in 1927 and joined the Communist Party after World War II. He was a prominent figure of the Prague Spring. He left the party in 1969 and founded a group called Communists in Opposition. In 1977, he signed the Human Rights Manifesto, Charter 77, and served as one of its spokespersons between 1978 and 1981. He was jailed twice for his political activities by the communist authorities, in total spending 7 years in prison. After the fall of communism, he became an MP and served as a government minister between 1990 and 1991. Czech press agency reporters are opening an exhibition of photographs of former President Václav Havel. The exhibition at the Old Town Hall in Prague covers archive photos from the years 1988 to 2011. Organizers say the selection focuses on circumstances playing out around the former president and moments of relief after political tension. Many of the photographs have never been published. The exhibition will run until July 6th. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be mostly overcast with rain showers and occasional storms. Daytime highs should range between 16 and 20 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.